as I ever had. The taste still lingers on my tongue. Wild and unrestrained, I flew. Passionate and erotically wasted. Hi, this is Kat. Welcome to this moment in time in which I pleasure your ears with sweet and sultry nothings. A pause out of your busy lives to reconnect with your wild and erotic. Because sometimes we forget and could use a tantalizing reminder. So close your eyes, let out a sigh, and come get intoxicated on words with me.
Vincent. His name repeated like a lustrous lullaby in my head, sending quivering sensations along the inner seam of my thigh. My eyes closed to play out the dramatic scene of last Tuesday afternoon. Intending to work, pitiful in our efforts, and helpless to the draw of one another. He was masterful in the bedroom, penetrating me with his beautiful cock and his insatiable hunger for me. That, or for my body. As he fucked me, he'd speak on how he couldn't wait to have me again. All the while, still pulsating inside me. My body grew hot as I walked down the street. Daniel's arm was around my waist, pressing my body into his so tightly, as if I'd fly away at the slightest breeze. And maybe he'd be right to assume, as the strongest wind came from the leering eyes of others. Men look at me, and I look at them. I imagine them entwined with my own limbs, sharing our wisdom on love. Daniel is keen to this. Whether it's in his conscious awareness or not, I can feel it in his touch. Hard and furious, fucking me deliriously. Jealousy always did make for the most passionate role. I torment him, arousing his jealousy by the attention of a sexy Spaniard on the corner. He kills my joy with his envy. And I enjoy his concern for me. He must protect me with his strong arms that try to claim me. He's so beautiful. Fierce green eyes that hold my attention when he's down on my cunt. But I couldn't ever feel satiated with this one. Or no one, really. I want many lovers. Perhaps I'm the insatiable one. Is it cruel to hold the hearts of these humans? Only giving them a part of me? Granted, it's the best part of me. Or at least my favorite. Sucking on the head of their entrapped cocks, drawing out what little love they hold for themselves. I am the most corrupt of all women. Everyone believes in the purity of my soul. I swallow God like I swallow sperm. I think of Nathan as we stroll. Nathan has always had a way with wit. I couldn't say that my body was attracted to his, but damn, his humor could strip me bare of any pain, fears, or thoughts beyond ecstatic joy. Is it fair that I say goodnight to him at my door? turn him away to find pleasure with his own hand or another. I couldn't bear his desire for me. It shows in the fast thrust of his hips, as if the end goal was the sole marker of his worth. Poor soul. But if Angela were here, her soft hands and sweet lips could soothe me. Unlike my male lovers who could pleasure me from within, she was the only one who could touch my heart while she stroked my pussy. Making love to her was like making love to myself. A mirror for my own parts activating my pleasure in a loop. In public spaces, she and I would have dazzled those around us with our pleasure and our adoration from one another. Her sweet kisses and enthusiasm to follow made me feel shy and playful like a little girl. I cooed when she nuzzled me and cried loudly when she ate me. Midnight madness. She offers her mouth. I only want to love her. Let us together be mad. Insanity. She holds me so tightly. She gives me life, like ecstasy on my tongue. But Edward, my God, Edward, he cannot make a movement without affecting my whole system. Slow penetration, deep and raw, obsessions. I feel a terrible anxiety contemplating our every goodbye, knowing every hour could be my last with him. Sends my body into a frenzy, eager to possess the unpossessable. The ease in which he slips into me, wet and open to receive whatever it is I could from him. I'd be happy to be his secretary, his neighbor, or even his prostitute, whatever could keep me in his atmosphere. The pain of our distance I'd simply remedy with another lover. Yet I want to be conquered by him. An impossible outcome to a long-standing fantasy. Why do I trust him so? Or if it's not trust, why do I keep leaning in? A mistake? He's everything. Not just a man. Love is torture, if it isn't the most ecstatic experience. Perhaps it's not love that I want, but rather this momentary hallucinogenic state that washes over like a powerful drug. Perhaps I'll find the answer in the arms of James, or the essence of John. And maybe I'll never find it. For why should I even look? For more pleasure, head to sexloveyoga.com. Until next time, stay wasted.